On University of Michigan Week, higher education institutional responses to COVID-19 may exacerbate education inequalities for Black students. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tabby Chavis, professor of psychology and education, delves into ways to avoid this.
For many Black students, entering predominantly white institutions is a critical transition, involving novel race-related experiences that shape their adjustment and academic pathways. Racial climate is one experience, defined as students' personal encounters around race and perceived campus norms around racial interactions and institutional values. Black students commonly report negative racial climate experiences in academic and social settings. Many also perceive their overall campuses and major departments as hostile, unwelcoming, and devaluing their cultural backgrounds and contributions. Such experiences are magnified where Black students are especially underrepresented, such as science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Our research shows deleterious impacts of negative climate on students' sense of belonging and well-being, both critical to sustain academic motivation and persistence. As many institutions move to remote or hybrid remote in-person learning environments in response to COVID-19, they cannot forget about racial climate and must be accountable for attending to new, different ways Black students may experience the climate, particularly those from communities disproportionately impacted by COVID-19, physically, financially, and or emotionally. For instance, offensive comments, incivility, harassment, and tokenizing behaviors can still show up in online learning environments or socially distanced learning spaces. Practices of faculty, instructors, and staff should incorporate knowledge of how climate issues may uniquely emerge in these new learning and living environments. Our research also demonstrates strengths and resilience associated with Black students' racial identities. Many draw on their racial cultural backgrounds and communities to support motivation and persistence, especially when facing racially stigmatizing experiences. As institutions respond to COVID-19, they must be creative in supporting culturally affirming structures, Black student organizations, access to ethnic studies or other sources of cultural history and knowledge, and informal opportunities for community building with Black peers, faculty, and staff.
That was Tabby Chavis of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.